Why this one thing is more important than passive income. You heard me right. Why this one thing is more important than all of the passive income you can find. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris and welcome Freedom Fighters to the Investing in Real Estate show. This is the show where we help you get back more of what matters in your life. Freedom, time to spend with your family, to enjoy the life that you want. And the vehicle that we use to get there is buy and hold real estate. It creates passive income and cash flow. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest and rehabbed thousands of homes. And we've created quite a bit of passive income in my family with my wife and I and for our kids. And it's taken us a couple of years to get there. Slow and steady wins the race. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's simply the best way to build wealth that I know of. It's better than the stock market. It's better than any other way of building wealth. And now with the new tax bill that's now law, it's even better because of all of the additional benefits that if you own an LLC and you purchase your rental properties in that as a business, you get even added benefits to it thanks to the new law. So it just got even better in 2018, if you can believe that. Because, you know, guess what? Congress, they all own rental properties. That's the secret, right? So the tax code benefits entrepreneurs and it benefits pass-through business entities. And that's what we teach and preach here. And we've been teaching it for many years. Today, though, I want to talk about the one thing that's even more important than passive income. And you're probably sitting there scratching your head wondering, what in the world could it be? You know, passive income is the key, right? It's going to give me an opportunity to be with my family. It's going to open up doors. It allows me to quit the rat race. It allows me to quit my job so I don't have to drive 2 hours to and from work every day, right? That's the goal. That's what we talk about. But a friend of mine recently had a health scare, and he had created quite a bit of passive income, right? He worked as hard as I have to acquire rental properties and build that nest egg for his family and create and was able to quit his 9-to-5 job. And he was really able to take control of his life and started taking vacations and started doing more of the family thing. You know, I talked to him, he might be out on the boat, you never knew. But then he started getting some chest pains and went off to the hospital and was having heart palpitations. And basically the doctor said, you've really got to step up and start eating healthier. You're way overweight. Additionally, you're way too stressed and you're adding additional layers of anxiety that you don't need to have in your life. And in this commitment to the new year and thinking about our health and well-being, what is more important than our health? Is passive income worth it if you can't enjoy your life at all? Do you want to unfortunately pass away when you're in your 50s and you've built up finally at 48 years old passive income? Now you can spend more time with your family. And because you overeat and you're not getting enough sleep and you're drinking too much alcohol and you're eating tons of sugar every night, you're going to pass away. Now, I don't want to be preachy, but I really want you to think about this in the context of building a better life for you and your family. Because here's the thing. It's so easy, especially for men, right? We have this tendency, we're just going to get focused on money for a moment and creating that freedom. We just get focused on creating that money and that wealth. But guess what? A lot of the investors we work with at Morris Invest, they've got like a 2-year-old or they just had a new baby. And you start to think about, okay, this isn't just for me anymore. I can't be selfish. I want to try to give back and help create the life that I want for my children, right? I want to be able to spend more time with my children. Well, what good are you going to be if then in a short amount of time you drop dead because you're eating like crap and you're not getting exercise and you're not getting enough sleep and you're overstressed and you're it's great that you have passive income, but now you can't be a part of your family anymore. And so it's very alluring, especially as men. We see that being the breadwinner idea. That's, you know, that old stereotype. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be that breadwinner in our family. And we work and work and work and work. And yet now we start to see that passive income coming in. Yet, but we're not taking care of ourselves. So I've got 5 key areas that I want to talk about, areas that I have really focused on in the new year that are part of my daily routine and daily mantra. My friend has now circled back and really is committing to health and wellness. Because as he said to me recently, what's it all? It's not worth anything. None of what we're doing in real estate investing and creating wealth and legacy wealth for our families is worth anything if we're not here to enjoy it. And I recently heard an amazing story by a gentleman who was one of the authors of The One Thing. Co-author Jay Papasan recently said in an interview, he said he was planning to do a vacation. It was a spring break with his family. And he said, you know what? We're just going to stay home this spring break. We're going to stay here in our house and kids are off school. We're just going to stay home, kind of have a staycation. And his friend to him said, is that really what you want to do? Are you sure about that? Remember that you only have 10 of these left. And he just stopped in his tracks and he thought, wait, what do you mean? I only have 10, 10 what? And so think about it. Your son, now you have the opportunity. He's, you know, he's 8 years old, 9 years old. In 10 years, he's going to want to be off with his friends. He's not going to want to go on spring break vacation with you and your wife. Are you kidding me? He's going to want to be with his best friends. He's going to be off. This is it. You only have 10 of these left. That's it. Why are you going to stay home? Live life to the fullest. Live now. It's what Tim Ferriss had talked about in his 4-hour work week. So many people work until retirement, till they're 80 years old, 70 years old, and then they decide to retire. And then they can't walk anymore. They can't do any of the stuff that they could have done had they built in passive income and financial freedom in their 40s and their 30s. Then they can go hike that mountain that they have always wanted to do. They can travel the world with their spouse and enjoy an active life, spend 10 days walking through Italy, whatever it is. But now that they're 75, they can't do that anymore. And they've worked hard and they planned this retirement in arrears. They should have done it in the beginning, retire early and build that passive income. So it really got Jay thinking about this idea that, oh my God, I'm going to retire or I've only got 10 of these spring breaks left. I'm going to seize the day. And he went home to his wife and he said, let's do it. That's it. We're going to live life to the fullest. We are going to go out there and just sink our teeth into life. And we are going to cut all of the crap off of our to-do list, get it down to the bare essentials, focus on only what matters. He said, it's our 80-20 rule. Take away 80% of that crap that doesn't produce any results. Focus on the 20%, the things that are on your plate of the 20%. Go out there and live your life around those 20%, because 20% is what produces most results. The 80% is the filler to-do list items that you have on there that when you look back a week later after you've put it on your to-do list, you don't even care. You don't even need to do it. Cut down to the core essentials and start there. But let's talk a little bit more about health and some of the things that I've journaled about and been working on in 2018 in my personal and daily journal that every day I'm trying to do. So that is number one, across the board, we see this. It's even more important than eating is mindfulness. Number one, mindfulness. So meditation, prayer, mindfulness. Now, I do it twice a day. Sitting down for 30 minutes in the morning, I wake up at 5 a.m. and I sit down and I do that 30-minute meditation. And it's powerful. And I use an app on my iPhone called HoloSync and put on my headset and sit propped up in a nice position so you're not laying back asleep. Because if you're laying back, you're going to fall back asleep. You cannot do meditation laying fully down. It won't happen. You've got to sit up in a comfortable spot, make sure you're warm, and actually do a meditation or prayer. But remember, prayer is a lot of talking. So sitting there quietly for 30 minutes and just don't even judging your thoughts, but doing a meditation around mindfulness. Now, you might say, this is a real estate podcast. I don't want to hear about meditation. Well, I'm sorry. Guess what? We now know the science is in. It absolutely can change your brain. It can change your life. It can make you less stressed, less anxiety, and actually can increase your longevity of life. And it improves your overall day. So if you do that in the morning before you kickstart your day, it is absolutely going to revolutionize the way that your day unfolds. You're going to find more space in your day, more calmness, more peace, and more enjoyment. You're going to be more centered, more present. You're going to be able to enjoy those around you even more. And things aren't going to set you off. You're going to find that when you're driving, if someone cuts you off in traffic, it's not going to set you off and bother you as much, just as a matter of fact. And then I like to do a second meditation later in the day, you know, in that afternoon area where you're feeling a little sleepy, you know, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., sit down and do another meditation. And you can, you know, switch it up a little bit, maybe even say a mantra to yourself or some positive affirmations as you kind of slip into your meditation, or some prayer again, depending on, you know, whatever. But meditation is different than prayer. It is about meditating, being quiet, okay, and listening to your thoughts and not judging them. And sometimes our minds go, bop, 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 you know, and we're constantly racing. That's okay. Don't judge it. After a few weeks of practice of this, you're going to find out that that chatter, that insane chatter that plagues us all, starts to slowly go away. It's kind of remarkable, actually. So that's step one. You've got to do this, and the research is in on that. Step two is healthy eating. Are you overeating all sorts of bread and sugars and carbohydrates? We now know, again, the data is on that. Notice how you feel after you eat like a big loaf of bread. Do you feel like that your joints in your hands? We now know there's a direct correlation between that type of eating and arthritis and inflammation. So try to, you know, eat healthier. Get back to more of a plant-based diet if you can, you know. So if you have a piece of fish, small piece of fish, and then a salad, but you don't have to down it with fries and all kinds of breads and all kinds of, you know, bready products and sugar. And that really can have an effect. I know when my mom stopped eating a lot of the bready foods and really cut down on the types of processed carbohydrates and processed food, and she got back to eating real food, she noticed that her arthritis in her hands got dramatically better within like a week of doing that. So eating healthy, it helps you sleep better too. I mean, all around. Of course, you need to drop weight. I needed to drop about 20 pounds. So I'm about halfway through that journey right now. And guess what? I just stopped eating crap at night. I cut out and reduced the amount of, I don't eat a lot of processed carbohydrates at all anymore. And I just eat more natural foods. And I'm not eating late at night anymore. And I'm also not drinking as much. So instead of having a bottle of wine with my wife every night, we've cut it down almost, you know, nothing. We'll do maybe something like that on the weekend or when we go out on date night, but we really are not sitting down and having like lots of drink late at night. So really key to eating healthier. And then number three is fitness. You know, if you're not up and you're not actively walking around, maybe hitting your 10,000 steps every day, just taking that 30-minute walk, maybe in the morning with the dog or 30 minutes in the afternoon, but really trying to get some of that physical activity in you because it actually reduces stress. I know that when I'm cooped up and it's been freezing outside and we haven't had any exercise, the whole family is kind of like annoying each other. Do you ever notice that during the holidays? Everyone's like, yeah, everyone's on everyone's nerves. It's not just cabin fever. It's lack of exercise. And everyone's a little cranky because they're not actually getting out and getting some exercise. On the few days during the holidays where we went and did some really long hikes, we took naps later. You know, we weren't on each other's backs and throats. We were able to get along much better, and you feel much better, obviously, having that fitness. But again, this is all about living your life to the fullest and longevity. Do you want to be 50 pounds overweight and creating passive income so that you drop dead when you're 50 years old? No, of course you don't. And having a mission, also really important. What is your mission? If you don't have a mission, if you don't have a goal that you can see on your board that you're focused on every day when you're building passive income or whatever it is, whatever your passion is, you want to spend more time woodworking. You want to spend more time making model airplanes. What is your passion in life? What do you enjoy really doing? Again, creating passive income is meant to give you more of that. Do you want to play guitar a lot? Do you want to start teaching yoga classes? I don't care what it is, but creating that mission, that framework is absolutely vital. We now know, again, from boatloads of research that unless you have a purpose, a mission, then life's not really not worth living, is it? Having that mission, that goal that you can see every day that you want to accomplish, maybe writing that book, whatever it is, but have that mission and move towards it can also dramatically improve your health. And number five, and finally, is deepening those personal relationships and having gratitude. I know it seems maybe a little odd, but we can get so caught up in our family life that we don't have gratitude for those around us a lot. We just kind of live our days. What about waking up first thing in the morning and journaling a little bit and talking about those things that bring you gratitude, those family members, those friends? Sending them an email is the first email that you send. Sean Acor, the author of a book on happiness, he's written two great books on happiness. He was a Harvard researcher. He's been on Oprah. He talks about one of the first things he does when he opens his email is before he reads any of them, he sends an email to someone who he's just been thinking about to let them know that they're important in his life and that he has gratitude for that person. Setting your day on the right path with gratitude, deepening those personal relationships, going out to lunch with people that you haven't seen in a while, having those conversations, put down your smartphone and live your life more fully, then that's what life's all about. What else is there? What else is there? If you're creating passive income to go spend a month in Italy and you drop dead because you're overweight and you're drinking too much and you're not sleeping, then that's a problem. And another little caveat step here is sleep. I've not gotten enough sleep in the last few years. Obviously, working in morning television has really taken a toll on my life. I've set about in this year to really get to bed on time and to try to get between 7.5 and 8 hours of sleep every night. The kids go to bed. There's no reason to be sitting up watching crap on television, fooling around on gadgets. It is time to get in bed and wake up refreshed and energized to enjoy the day with my family and face that new frontier. There's no reason to be up till 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night, doing mindless crap, fooling around on Amazon and buying stuff. It's just an absolute waste. So I know this is a real estate show, but I'm telling you what, if you don't get this stuff right, who cares about real estate? Who gives a rat's behind about real estate if you aren't taking care of yourself? And just like my friend who said, something's got to change because all the work that I'm doing around real estate won't matter for a hill of beans unless I get healthier and I get more centered and want to spend more time with my family. There you go. And look, I don't want to lay on the floor and have my back go out because I'm so out of shape I can't play with my 2-year-old little girl. That's total garbage. Don't live like that. Start to get healthier in this new year so you can really enjoy the benefits of financial freedom and you have that energy to do it. We publish this show multiple times a week. I hope this was a little bit of a kick in the butt for some people. I know I needed it. I'm almost speaking out loud because I need this kick in the butt. So it's a reminder for me. It's a reminder for all of us who are just working so hard that just to take some time and be mindful, eat healthier, and live a better life. That's what this is all about, folks. Much love to you in this new year. And you guys mean the world to me. And I really thank you for your kindness and your compliments and your subscriptions here. It's really meant the world for me. And we have some great things in store for you. We're building the new studio. The studio should be opening soon, so we're going to have all kinds of great content. Guests will be live in the studio. I'm really excited about the future of everything we're doing with Morris Invest and all of the great content here on the channel. So thank you, everyone. I now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor this year, but also take care of yourself. We'll see you next time, everyone.